You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Bragg apparently is thinking about charging Trump under a felony version of the business records law. The whole thing doesn't make any sense at all.
Why would a Wookiee, an 8-foot-tall Wookiee, want to live on Endor with a bunch of 2-foot-tall Ewoks? Does that make sense? Ladies and gentlemen, I am not making any sense. None of this makes sense.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The situation is stabilizing.
Is she serious?
And the U.S. banking system remains sound.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Understand that you're in the front row, and you feel comfortable, and you get a question on the
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
And what has just occurred this last 10, 15 minutes is unacceptable. It is unacceptable. So we're either going to continue the briefing, or we can just end the briefing right here.
I'm not mad, just disappointed.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And we're going to keep talking about the Trump situation. The Daily Mail is reporting that he will be indicted tomorrow by the grand jury in Manhattan, and that the Secret Service will escort him from Florida to Manhattan next week for his arraignment. And again, the palpable excitement of the chattering classes about the fact that he's going to be mugshotted. And, you know, the thing is, a lot of people understand, especially people on the right, that that they're looking for something that they can use as their Twitter profile photo or their screenshot on their smartphones. So you have to smile when you are mugshotted. That's what Rush Limbaugh did many, many years ago, and it never caught on because he seemed to be enjoying himself. But I just don't think Trump will be able to do that if indeed they do mugshot him. I don't know if they will or not. I suspect they will, though, unfortunately. And he'll appear angry. And again, that will be the gotcha moment. That's all it's about. That's it. And it's not even about a conviction, I don't think. They just want to humiliate him because I really don't understand why. I don't understand why they hate him so much. All of these beautiful people, all of these moonbats, they did so well under Donald Trump. You know, whether they worked and they got all the money from the tax cuts and the hedge funds and the prosperous economy, or whether they didn't work, which was most of the Democrats, they benefited from this panic that was set up, and that Trump had to sign off on. He had no choice, and they've been living high off the hog on welfare for 3 years. It's just ending. It's still not over till May 11th, and then I'm sure they'll find a way to keep it going. The official pandemic doesn't officially end until May 11th, and that's when everything is slowly faded out. Like the student loan forgiveness is still in effect. The food stamps are ending. The larger amounts of food stamps are ending, et cetera, et cetera. The rent moratoria are over in most places, et cetera, et cetera. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, Stormy Daniels is suffering. She's suffering terribly from all this publicity. You know, she still, no one mentions that she still owes Trump $300,000 for that ridiculous, frivolous lawsuit she filed against him last year. and that her attorney, Michael Avenatti, is in prison until 2036, and that the attorney who's going to testify against Trump, his own former attorney, also did some prison time. No one seems to mention that. But anyway, the New York Post says today, this is how well she's doing since she's back in the news. Demand for merchandise and X-rated pics, according to a tweet late yesterday. This is from the now notorious porn star. No, I'm not going to call her an adult actress. She's a porn star, quote unquote. There are other words I could use to describe someone who's in the porn industry. Had so many orders come in today, exclamation point. I'm not even mad about having to go to the post office twice. Daniels rode alongside black bags seemingly full of merchandise, including calendars, racy signed images, and clothing with hashtag Team Stormy on it. Team Stormy. 844-500-4242. Most obvious reason that Soros-backed D.A. Bragg's case against President Trump is a sham is the Mueller gang did not pursue it. Robert Mueller investigated Trump. This is the Gateway Pundit. Investigated Trump over this alleged Stormy Daniel payment and found that Michael Cohen was not a credible witness and there was not enough evidence to support charges. So, and again, if you doubted that, his lawyer, Robert Costello, has gone public, went before the DA, and then went on, then had a press conference on the courthouse steps, and then went on TV last night to say that he has a signed waiver of attorney-client privilege, and he knew that Michael Cohen was lying and says he would do anything to stay out of prison, and that he had told them totally different stories than he is now telling the district attorney in Manhattan. This is real BS that this is going on. But you know, what are you going to do? I mean, we now live in a banana republic. I mean, there's just no question about it. Donald Trump regime foe. That's what he is. 844-500-4242. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Howie. Greetings from beautiful Mount Desert Island. Hey, sorry to get off topic, but this whole Hunter Biden, it's my laptop, it's not my laptop, BS. I'm wondering if anywhere along the way, you know, someone can explain to me how since Barack Obama was president up through Joe Biden, how did China get our stealth bomber technology, and how did Russia get our hypersonic missile technology? Not to mention the laptop hinted at some DOD funds that went through Hunter to some labs in Ukraine.
Haven't we been giving China a lot of our military technology as far back as the Clinton administration? I believe we have. Remember that guy that was a big campaign contributor to Bill Clinton, and he was a draft dodger during World War II, and he invented this whole story about how he had been in the Merchant Marine and had been rescued from the Bering Straits. Everything was BS. He picked a ship that everyone was dead on, so he claimed that he was a what the hell was that guy's name? And he basically handed over all the technology. They buried to the Chinese. They buried him in Arlington Cemetery until it came out that he was in fact a draft dodger during World War II. He lived in Chicago. And they dug him up out of Arlington Cemetery. How often does that happen? 844-500-4242. Thank you, Jay. I wish I knew more about that case. Donald, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donald.
If you have to pay somebody so that they don't spill the beans and they don't talk bad about you, doesn't that imply that they're looking to hurt you, kind of like they're extorting you or blackmailing you?
Yes, that's often the word, the E word, extortion. Yes, and that's one of the things that her attorney, Michael Avenatti, is in jail for until 2036. Donald, he stole money from Stormy Daniels. He got her an advance for a book and then pocketed the money. But he was also trying to extort money from a tennis company, and that's what they got him for. Right, you're absolutely right. It's, you know, it's like everything else. There's graft and there's legal graft and illegal graft. And there's extortion illegal extortion and there's legal extortion. And, you know, this is basically legal extortion. A lot of these NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, are legal extortion. That's all they are. And it's not just for sexual favors either. I mean, it could be for, you know, someone saying, I was mistreated at work, or, so you know, someone treated me like crap, you know, as an employer. I think a lot of the congressional payoffs from that slush fund come under that category. I mean, look at someone like Amy Klobuchar. I mean, you know, the senator from Minnesota, she treated her staff like so horribly. You know, throwing the comb at one of them and just horrible. And they sue. People sue, as well they should. 844-500-40. Bernie Schwartz, that's the name. Thank you, 201. Bernie Schwartz is the name of that guy. What was it, Loral or something like that? Loral. And, yeah, he pushed a lot of technology to China and then gave millions back to the Clintons and got buried, even though he was a draft dodger. And, you know, being a draft dodger in World War II, there weren't many of them. You had to be pretty sleazy to be a draft dodger and then to claim that you were a hero afterwards. But that was Bernie Schwartz for you. And he was a Democrat. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls when we come back. The United States recently hit the debt ceiling of $31.4 trillion. And yes, we should be scared. Congress is squabbling, and with the Democrat Party in power, we sit in an unprecedented state of danger. If the U.S. defaults on its debt, interest rates will skyrocket and economies across the globe will collapse. This means hardworking Americans will have to pay for the sins of President Biden's overreaching spending sprees. There is, however, good news. When the value of the dollar plummets the way it is right now, gold holds its value. Now more than ever, you need to have some precious metals, some tangible assets, as they're called. It's always been the hedge against insane government policies and plummeting paper currency. Learn how to protect your retirement by getting Monetary Goals Free Protection Guide. Call them at 800-267-6500 to protect your retirement money from the careless spending of the Democrats. The current debt ceiling problems pose unprecedented economic threats, and Americans are racing to buy gold before the country defaults. This free guide is here to help you protect your money before it's too late. Call Monetary Gold. 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Want to make a big impact without breaking the bank? Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds or low-latency gaming headphones, Raycon's got you covered with premium audio at the perfect price point. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is 20 years later, what was the invasion of Iraq by the U.S. a mistake? I didn't think so then, but yes, it was a mistake. Yes, I thought so then, and I think so now. Or no, it was the right thing to do.
I didn't think so then, but I think it was a mistake now.
59% say, I didn't think so then, but yes, it was a mistake. 24% say, I thought so then and think so now it was a mistake. And 17% say it was the right thing to do all along.
All right. By the way, I meant to mention this yesterday, and it's really a dereliction of duty on my part because it is one of the most pressing stories of our time. United Nations warns of rapidly closing window to avoid global warming, avert global warming. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Let me just read you some of the headlines. LA Times, world on thin ice. NBC News, now or never. Time is running out. NPR, Earth is on track for catastrophic warning. New York Times, Earth to hit critical warming threshold by early 2030s. Will there be a fact check when the early 2030s arrive and nothing has changed, as always? Wall Street Journal, time is running out to curb global warming. CNN, the climate time bomb is ticking. Tick, 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 tick. Boom. I just wanted to let you know, and again, I apologize for neglecting this news yesterday. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. This whole thing going all the way back to 2016 only had to do with one thing. Hillary Clinton did not become president because of Donald Trump. That's all it is. They won't say it out loud, but if Tucker said that on the air, oh, my God, their heads would explode.
Yeah, it's there was one of the texters said, you know, the crazy thing here is that everybody benefited from Donald Trump becoming president, even the liberal moonbats. They just didn't realize, or they realized it and refused to accept it. But he was the most successful president we've had, at least since Ronald Reagan, maybe even more successful than Ronald Reagan. I know he only had one term. But they refused to accept him. They couldn't stand it. They didn't like his style. That's what they don't like. They don't like the fact that he speaks in an American idiom, and he doesn't suffer fools on the left gladly, unlike Biden, who is a fool on the left and will pander to anybody that is out there. It's so bad what has happened here. 919, 917, every Bragg released felon could murder everyone in Manhattan and nothing would happen. He's a hero and he has fulfilled his campaign promise. That's true. I mean, things are so bad in Manhattan. It's really, people can't go out to dinner late at night with wearing a lot of jewelry because they'll be followed. They'll be followed home. I mean, this kind of crap didn't happen during Prohibition. You know, when you had Murder Incorporated running around in Brooklyn, none of this stuff happened. But the whole city, not just Manhattan, where this Bragg is the district attorney, and Tucker was talking about somebody last night who got out of prison, and then he got out of jail in Manhattan. He raped somebody, a woman, did 30 days, and then he fled Manhattan. I don't know. I guess he figured 30 days was too much. He went to the Bronx and raped five more women. And, I mean, there's stories like this every day. It used to be that Kerry Kennedy, Cuomo's ex-wife, she had this thing set up to bail out these felons, and they were just committing all kinds of crimes. Now they don't even have to bail them out. They don't get bail. Nobody gets any bail. And then when Hochul even was trying to, the governor was trying to crack down on the fact that all these people are getting released from prison, not really prison, from jail. You know, they never get they never get thrown behind bars. The legislature in Albany nixed it. These people in Albany are insane, and they used to complain about the Republican majority in the state Senate, and then as the Republicans declined, they had a few conservative Democrats from like the outer boroughs and in the inner suburbs who voted with the Republicans, and they kind of kept the lid on everything. But now the Democrats have got everything locked up. The nutty Democrats, the leftists, deep state, has got everything locked up. And guess what? People are fleeing. People are just getting out. Yesterday I was at the bank. The first day I was at the bank. I've been at the bank for 2 days in a row trying to get everything straightened out. And yesterday there was a guy in front of me, some kid from, he was a rich kid from Palm Beach. I know he was a rich kid because the guy came by in a bow tie and he knew who he was. And he said, I haven't been out of here for a while, and I can't believe it. This town is overrun with people, and they're all from New York. Yeah, because they, you know what? They're fleeing Alvin Bragg et al. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. This is bad for the country in the short term, but good for 45 in the country in the long term. I don't know that it's good for 45. Again, I think the big thing here is the mugshot. That's all they want. They just want to dust him up. Just like they dusted him up with the Mar-a-Lago raid as unjust and as wrong as that was. I mean, the no info voters don't pay attention to the nuances, you know, like constitutional issues or the just basic legal issues, like statutes of limitation and the fact that certain misdemeanors should not be prosecuted when you're not prosecuting felonies, et cetera, et cetera. This is from Spiked Online. I thought this was a good story. There's a whiff of the banana republic to the reports Donald Trump will be arrested this week. Trump gave Stormy Daniels $130,000, which is perfectly legal, but he allegedly registered the hush money as legal fees, which is not legal. That's the falsification of business records, prosecutors say, which is a misdemeanor in New York. But I believe Costello has been saying that Cohen told him when he was his lawyer that Trump didn't say anything about this. He made the decision on his own and decided to get the money back from Trump later, and Trump, you know, trusting him, gave it to him in various smaller payments, not the $130,000 all at once. Bragg is a radical Democrat. His loathing of Trump is well known. He's also notoriously soft on crime, to the fury of many New Yorkers. What we have here boiled down is the ruling party is using a trumped-up charge to punish a leader they pushed out of power. This is what happens in banana republics. Republican Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri is surely right when he said that if this same behavior occurred in an authoritarian state, our own U.S. State Department would condemn it. In liberal woke New York City, however, it's seen as perfectly okay. The shamelessly political nature of this legal act can be seen in the social media crowing over it. Memes abound showing Trump in cuffs. That mugshot will be everyone's Twitter pick by Wednesday morning if he were indicted today, but he wasn't, of course. We're talking about a nonviolent misdemeanor that is stale. That's the way the National Review puts it. There's no public interest in pursuing this, only political interest. This has been a key tactic of the anti-Trump wing of the elite, the use of legal means to settle political scores. That's what I keep saying. People don't think about this enough. The process is the punishment. They're punishing you by embarrassing you, dragging you down, forcing you to pay exorbitant legal fees to defend yourself. Ask Michael Flynn. Ask Roger Stone. Ask anybody. Carter Page. Donald Trump. I mean, all of them, from the top Trump on down. The Russiagate probe, the two impeachments, the investigation of quote-unquote top-secret documents found in Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, the January 6th quote-unquote hearings that turned into a show trial for the entire Trump era and populism more broadly. Commentators gleefully pointing out that Trump was the first president to be impeached twice and now might be the first to face criminal prosecution seem unaware that this reveals more about their classes. Feverish post-democratic determination to cancel Trump than it does about any especially aberrant behavior on Trump's part. When Trump does something bad, it's an existential threat to the republic, yet that when Joe Biden does something similar, they look the other way. Likewise, when classified documents were found in one of Biden's homes, there was nowhere near the same pearl-clutching political angst there was over Trump's stash of docs. And by the way, and again, it happened after the elections. They didn't reveal the news until after the midterms. As for sexual misbehavior, even The Guardian in London felt moved to ask why, given all the hand-wringing over Trump's, quote, grab her by the you-know-what remarks, the media have ignored sexual assault and misbehavior allegations against Biden. Yet Trump was talking about it. Biden actually has an accuser who used to work in his office, and they won't release the documents. She filed a complaint. And they won't release the documents. And no one's clamoring to get those documents. No one's banging down the doors, are they? They think Trump is so bad that any method can be used to cleanse the poison of Trumpism from the body politic. Underpinning Trump derangement syndrome is the conceited anti-democratic belief that the political sphere is for good, educated, grown-up people like us, not for brash rule breakers that the dim throng put into power every now and then. It matters not one jot what you think of Trump. This is Brandon O'Neill writing this in Spiked Online. His faults are clear to most. The fact is that Trump derangement syndrome is a bigger threat to the American Republic than Trumpism ever could be. This week's potential indictment of Trump captures that beautifully, or terrifyingly. Bending the law to the low aim of removing a political opponent from public life is immeasurably worse than falsely labeling hush money as legal fees. Trump only wanted to hush Stormy. Bragg and the Democrats want to hush millions of voters. Well put by Brendan O'Neill. 844-500-4242-207. Don't forget about that female Secret Service agent that Biden would swim nude in front of when he was Veep. Yeah, I'd like to forget that, but it's thanks for reminding me. My PTSD is coming back. I was seeking closure on that compartment of my memory. 844-500-4242. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
How you doing, Howie? Hey.
Good.
You know, we talk about how the elites, I'd say the elites are just corrupt people. I mean, they have practically most of the money. And I'd like to know why we do not hear George Soros' name enough. Because he single-handedly, with his billions of dollars, has corrupted our political system. He's bought in. I don't know how many politicians. He's financed these shell companies, these 501(c) charities.
Right.
And all it's doing is paving the way to destroy America. And I hope people understand what's going on. This is so very dangerous, not only to Americans, but to the rest of the world, because after we're chewed up, they're next.
No, you're right. I mean, he sets up all these charities, so-called, and they're shell corporations in many cases, and they give money to all of these candidates who are trying to oust good solid Americans. And I keep coming back to the sheriff of Bristol County, Tom Hodgson. He was running for another term. He'd been in for over a quarter of a century, and the Soros people are trying to oust sheriffs who are tough on immigration, and they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars promoting this real nitwit, lightweight, who was a bust out state rep who became a bust out mayor down in Bristol County, and he knocked off. I mean, again, it was a very weak Republican year in Massachusetts. The party picked a very bad time to commit suicide. But Tom Hodgson should have been able to hang on, but he couldn't deal with all this influx of cash that came into his opponent Hero's campaign, And it's happened over and over again. I know Soros backed this guy Bragg. Soros backed Krasner in Philadelphia, Fox in Chicago, the terrible DA in St. Louis, a bunch of suburban DAs in Washington, D.C., who are letting MS-13 gangbangers and all kinds of terrible people go. It's really bad. I mean, he's figured out that you can buy a lot of chaos and a lot of turmoil and a lot of dissolution of the American Republic with a very little amount of money if you get the DA's offices. This is what's going on in Washington, D.C. Lyft driver, two passengers killed by SUV fleeing traffic stop in D.C. A Lyft driver and two friends he had just picked up after a night out in Washington, D.C. were killed after they were hit by an SUV fleeing a traffic stop. These were two Hondurans, and they were picked up by a Lyft driver named Mohammed, and he was taking them home. They've been out carousing after working at the restaurant, but they were doing it the right way. They weren't driving drunk or anything. They got hit by an SUV driver fleeing a traffic stop, killing all three inside. They say the SUV had been cited for $12,300 in unpaid traffic. I think they mean the SUV driver. I don't think the SUV was driving around on its own. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. The SUV driver had been cited for $12,300 in unpaid traffic violations, most of them for speeding. And so one of the relatives of one of the Hondurans said, this person owed $12,000 in tickets for speeding. Why haven't the authorities done something? Think equity, okay? Think diversity. Think inclusion. Think people like Alvin Bragg and George Gascon and Kim Fox and Larry Krasner, all of these DAs that just let criminals go free. Not just people who have guns or gangbangers, but people who are just scofflaws. They don't even get taken off the street for a weekend. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 is finally here. Mine is, and I've been using it for about 3 weeks now, and I've had some of the best night's sleep of my life. I'm getting much better sleep than I was before. Now you can say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over while you're sleeping. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in 4 levels. It's machine washable and dryable. Don't trust me? And my recommendation, if you don't love it, you can always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. This is from American Greatness. If Bragg dials down felonies for certain groups and individuals, that's the DA in Manhattan. He is perfectly prepared when his masters in the Democrat Party so desire it to dial up misdemeanors into felonies for others. That seems to be what is happening with Trump. I mentioned today that this is, in a manner of speaking, this is a bill of attainder, which is prohibited by the U.S. Constitution. A bill of attainder is a law that's directed at one person and one person only. Again, it's prohibited, Section 9, Article 1 of the Constitution. No bill of attainder or ex post facto law shall be passed. Ex post facto meaning making something illegal that wasn't illegal when the person who committed it committed it. Bills of attainder were used and abused by the English Crown to target specific people or groups of which it disapproved. If a person was attainted, his civil rights were forfeit. He became a pariah. His property could be seized and he could face imprisonment and execution. We don't acknowledge, again, this American greatness, that we promulgate bills of attainder in this country, mainly because I don't think we ever did until very recently. But that is essentially the judgment that has been pronounced against Donald Trump. It was the aim of Robert Mueller's darkly farcical investigation, the purpose of Trump's two impeachments, and the aim of the kangaroo court, known as the January 6th Select Committee. Donald Trump has been singled out. He has been attainted by the ruling elites of this country. As Michael Anton pointed out last summer, quote, "The people who really run the United States of America have made it clear that they can't and won't, if they can help it, allow Donald Trump to be president again." Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Howie, how are you?
Good.
First time caller.
Thank you.
I am just in total disbelief what's going on in Washington. This makes, it puts the National Enquirer to shame. Talk about making up your rules as you go. The Democrats, I'm beside myself.
I know. But are you surprised? You may be angry, but are you surprised?
Nothing surprises me today. Like I said, they make up the rules as they go.
Yeah.
And I know. If they do arrest Trump, I heard it was a misdemeanor.
It's a misdemeanor, but they're saying that it's in continuation or promulgation of another crime. So it's really going to be a felony, even though it's a misdemeanor. And even though the statute of limitations has run out on both the FEC violation, which the FEC found out, the Federal Elections Commission said wasn't a violation or wasn't prosecutable, and the statute of limitation has run out on this falsification of a business document, but supposedly because he left the state, the statute of limitations does not end. But someone texted me and said that supposedly, you know, under American jurisprudence or New York jurisprudence, the statute of limitation only continues running if you flee the state to avoid being prosecuted. Now, I don't think that Trump fled the state of New York to be not prosecuted for a misdemeanor account of falsifying a business record. He left the state of New York to become president of the United States. Again, this is all would be on appeal, and it would be thrown out of court at some level, even if he were to be somehow convicted. But they're just trying to ruin him. That's all it is. They want to embarrass him, humiliate him, get his mug shot, call him a criminal. That's all they want to do. This is the stuff of banana republics, as Brendan O'Neill said. Thanks for the call, Dan. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, it's a first time caller too. I listen
Thank
to you
you
all the time, man. Love you. I love Gracie too. But
Thank
anyway,
you.
This whole thing with the Stormy Daniels thing.
Yes.
Hush money stuff. It's such garbage. Who cares? Look what Clinton did. You know what I mean? He was still president.
I know. You know another difference? Clinton had a non-consensual encounter with Paula Jones. He had her brought up to his suite, and he exposed himself. That's what that lawsuit was about. This was a consensual encounter between Trump and Stormy Daniels, if you believe Stormy Daniels. That's another big difference, but nobody's bringing that up either, are they? I'm Howie Carr.